Record high home prices and escalating mortgage rates are combining forces to put home ownership out of reach for some Americans. In fact, May of this year was the most expensive month since 2006 to buy a home, according to the National Association of Realtors Housing Affordability Index. The Affordability Index, which takes into account median existing home prices, median family incomes, and average mortgage rates, was close to its lowest level since July 1990. This has caused some buyers to give up, while others sought alternatives to a conventional 30-year mortgage to finance their home purchases. Some home buyers are turning to adjustable-rate mortgages, called ARMs, to finance purchases at a lower initial rate. While these introductory teaser rates may be appealing, an adjustable-rate mortgage may cost you more in the long run, so it is important to read the fine print and consult with a trusted advisor. Today, we will look closely at adjustable-rate mortgages, and I will explain how they work and the reasons they might make sense for some people, but only with careful analysis and planning. Hi, I'm John Gigliello, Certified Financial Planner with the Albany Financial Group, and you're listening to Invest in Knowledge, a podcast about all things financial. After a life-altering health issue at age 39, my calling in life became clear: to share my knowledge of personal finance with people who are looking to make smart and responsible choices with their money. Only through education, action, and accountability can you build the confidence and security that you need to live a satisfying life. We are talking about adjustable rate mortgages today because they are gaining in popularity right now, but they can be complex and require careful analysis. A house is the biggest purchase most people make in their lifetime, and one of the most important financial decisions you can make. So it's important to get it right. Until recently, home ownership remained relatively affordable, thanks to low interest rates for the last several years, in spite of skyrocketing home prices, fueled by pandemic demand. Since the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, many families have reassessed where they want to live, and second home demand has soared, causing home prices to rise with the demand. But since mortgage rates had stayed well below 5% since 2007-2009 recessionary period, owning a home remained relatively affordable. Home ownership has long been the key path to wealth building for the U.S. middle class, but the decline in affordability makes it especially difficult for first-time home buyers to enter the market, economists say. This summer, the housing market cooled off significantly as buyers stepped back from the market. The sudden drop in demand is expected to lead to slower home price growth by the end of the year, and some economists are predicting price declines. Pending home sales in June dropped 8.6% from May sales and shrank 20% from the same time period last year. This is according to statistics kept by the National Association of Realtors. At the same time, interest rates have risen sharply as a result of the Fed's attempt to combat inflation. It is these rising interest rates that are making adjustable-rate mortgages an increasingly attractive alternative to conventional 30-year fixed-rate home loans for some. The average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage was 5.47% in early August, while the average introductory rate for ARMs in the same time period was only 4.6%, again, according to statistics released by the Mortgage Bankers Association. These numbers are a bit of a moving target with almost daily fluctuations, but the general trend has been upward for both types of mortgages. By comparison, a year ago, the average fixed mortgage rate was 3%. At the same time, the price tag on homes for sale remains high. In June, the average loan size for a new purchase was $413,500, down from its height of $460,000 last spring, according to the National Bankers Association. By early August, applications for ARMs made up to 7.4% of all home loan applications, MBA reported. This is down from its height of 10.1% earlier in the summer. So why wouldn't you apply for an adjustable rate mortgage if it gives you a lower interest rate? That's what we will explore in this podcast. First, let's look at how adjustable rate mortgages work. In simple terms, with an adjustable rate mortgage, the interest rate changes periodically, usually in relation to an index, and payments may go up or down accordingly. Now, there are three different types of ARMs. The first is the hybrid ARM. These are the most common and are a mix of fixed interest rate period and an adjustable rate period. We'll talk more about these a little bit later. Then there are interest-only ARMs. You pay only the interest for a specified number of years, typically for 3 to 10 years. This allows smaller monthly payments for a period. After that, your monthly payment will increase, even if interest rates stay the same, because you will start paying back the interest as well as the principal each month. The third type is a payment option ARMs. You choose among several payment options each month, including a traditional payment of principal and interest, an interest-only payment, or a minimum payment. With a minimum payment, you could actually be paying less than you owe in interest for the month. Any interest you do not pay each month gets added to the principal of the loan. Now, lenders must give you written information on each type of ARM loan you are interested in. The information must include the terms and conditions for each loan, including information about the index and margin, how your rate will be calculated, how often your rate can change, limits on changes or caps, an example of how high your monthly payment might go, and other ARM features such as negative amortization. Adjustable rate mortgages have benefits and drawbacks that you should carefully consider when choosing a home loan. While an ARM doesn't make it any easier to qualify for financing, they do offer buyers some flexibility with their monthly mortgage payments in the first few years of the loan term. For example, a home buyer who takes out a 5-1 hybrid ARM, a very common adjustable loan structure, will have a low fixed rate for the first 5 years of the loan. After that, the loan adjusts to an adjustable interest rate, which could be higher or lower, until the debt is paid off or the buyer refinances the loan. The problem is none of us know whether rates will be higher or lower in 5 years. So you take a risk that your interest rate and therefore monthly payments may rise. Now, ARMs have two distinct periods. There's the initial period, also known as the fixed rate period. The initial period can range from 6 months to 10 years. The most common ARM terms will have an initial period of 3, 5, or 10 years. Then there's the adjustment period. After that initial period, most ARMs adjust and your interest rate may change. All ARMs have adjustable periods that determine when and how often the interest rate can change. Your adjusted rate will be based on your individual loan terms and the current market. You need to make sure you are financially prepared for the rate adjustments if you are considering an ARM. The most common adjustable rate mortgage is a 5-1 ARM, also known as a hybrid ARM because it contains both variable and fixed periods. This means you will have an initial period of 5 years during which the interest rate doesn't change. After that time, you can expect your ARM to adjust once a year. Most ARMs will also offer a rate cap structure, which limits how much your rate can increase or decrease. There are three different caps. One, the initial cap limits how much your rate can increase when your rate first adjusts. The second is the periodic cap, which limits how much your rate can increase from one adjustment period to the next. And finally, the lifetime cap, which limits how much your rate can increase or decrease over the life of your loan. Let's say you have a 5-1 ARM with a 5-2-5 cap structure. This means on the sixth year after your initial period expires, your rate can increase or decrease by a maximum of 5 percentage points above or below the initial rate. Every year thereafter, your rate can fluctuate a maximum of 2 percentage points, but your rate can never increase or decrease more than 5% over the life of the loan. Keep in mind that with an ARM, there is a level of uncertainty about how much your monthly payment will go up or down. Depending on the market, your rate could adjust upward and increase your monthly payments. So let's look at an example. Say you have a $300,000 mortgage with the previously mentioned 5-1 ARM and a 5-2-5 cap structure. And let's say your introductory rate was 4.6%, which is the average rate in early August. For the first 5 years of your loan, you could expect a monthly mortgage payment of $1,537. That does not include taxes, insurance, or any homeowner association fees, which can still make up a substantial addition to your monthly payment. After the first 5 years, the maximum your loan could increase is 5%, meaning your new interest rate could be as high as 9.6%. Under that worst-case scenario, your mortgage payment could climb to almost $2,500, which is just about a $1,000 increase per month. This is based on the estimated outstanding loan balance after 5 years of payments. Now, if your ARM has a payment cap, your payment increase may be limited. However, with a payment cap in effect, any interest you don't pay will be added to the value of your loan. This results in what's called negative amortization, meaning you could end up owing more than you originally borrowed, even if you make all of your payments on time. Negative amortization can make it difficult down the line to refinance or pay off the loan early because it could possibly lead to you owing more than the house is actually worth, especially if home prices decline. Of course, it is possible that within 5 years, mortgage rates could decrease and your payments could go down. However, just because rates decrease does not mean that your mortgage rate will go down. If a rate cap limited your last increase, the unrealized increase could carry over and negate any potential decreases when rates go down. Now, since none of us obviously have a crystal ball, it is best to always plan for the worst-case scenario. You should not take an adjustable-rate mortgage if you cannot afford the payments at the highest possible rate allowed under the loan terms. How are ARM adjustments calculated? Well, the interest rate on an ARM is made up of two parts, the index and the margin. The index is a measure of interest rates generally, and the margin is an extra amount that the lender adds. If the index rate moves up, so does your interest rate in most circumstances, and you will probably have to make higher monthly payments. On the other hand, if the index rate goes down, your monthly payment could go down as well. Not all ARMs adjust downward, however. Be sure to read the information for the loan you are considering. Lenders base ARM rates on a variety of indices. Among the most common are the rates on a one-year constant maturity treasury security, or CMT, the cost of funds index, COFI, and the London Interbank Offered Rate, which is also known as the LIBOR. A few lenders use their own cost of funds as an index, rather than using other indexes. You should ask what index will be used, how it has fluctuated in the past, and where it is published. You can find a lot of this information in major newspapers and on the internet. To set the interest rate on an ARM, lenders add a few percentage points to the index rate called the margin. The amount of the margin may differ from one lender to another, but it is usually constant over the life of the loan. The fully indexed rate of the loan is equal to the index plus the margin. Some lenders base the amount of the margin on your credit record. The better your credit, the lower the margin they add, and therefore, the lower the interest rate you will have to pay on your mortgage. Now, all of this uncertainty may sound scary, but there are circumstances when an adjustable rate mortgage might make complete sense. The Wall Street Journal recently published a comprehensive article on this subject, and I'm going to cite the same three examples the article did. For reference, this was a July 7th, 2022 article. Number one, if the house is not your forever home, ARMs could be an attractive option for those who don't plan on living in their home for more than a few years, or those looking to flip a property for investment purposes. Buyers plan to live in homes for an average of 12 years, according to a 2021 National Association of Realtors survey. First-time buyers expect to live in their homes for 10 years compared with 15 years for repeat buyers, the survey found. Someone planning to sell their home after 10 years might consider a 10-6 ARM. Let's use our previous example of a $300,000 loan and an ARM with an introductory rate of 4.6% and compare it to the same loan amount but using a conventional 30-year mortgage at a fixed rate of 5.47%. In this example, the homeowner could save $159.79 per month, or a little over $19,000 over the 10 years of the introductory rate. Keep in mind, though, that if the homeowner does not sell the home or refinance in 10 years, the rate and the payments could spike, quickly negating any savings initially seen. As we discussed earlier, you should always plan for the worst-case scenario and make sure you can afford the higher payments. That includes the possibilities of recession, job loss, and a poor housing market when it comes time to sell. Now, the second instance cited by the Wall Street Journal is if you find a competitive offer and you plan to pay the ARM off early. If the lower interest rate allows you to pay the loan off early, it might make sense to take advantage of an ARM. But you will want to know that you can pay the loan off during the initial period, even if the economy is in a recession and you lose your job. And you're going to want to be sure that there are no prepayment penalties for doing so. More on that shortly. Finally, if you're buying a pricey house, you may want to consider an ARM as well. The higher your mortgage, the greater the savings on even a single percentage point of loan interest. You saw the savings with a $300,000 loan. Now let's look at the savings on a $500,000 loan, comparing a 10-6 ARM and a 30-year conventional using average interest rates, again, as of early August for both. During the introductory rate period of the ARM, your monthly payment on the $500,000 loan would be $2,563, assuming the average 4.6% rate. For the conventional loan, assuming the average 5.47% rate, your payment would be $2,829. Over the first 10 years of the loan, you would save over $31,000 by choosing an ARM. However, you have to decide if the future interest rate risk is worth the initial savings. Again, always consider the worst-case scenario. Some adjustable rate loans do carry prepayment penalties, usually during the initial period of the loan, for refinancing or paying off the loan balance early. It's important to know about these potential extra fees before you take out an ARM. For reference, there are hard prepayment penalties, meaning that you will pay an extra fee or penalty if you pay off the loan during the penalty period for any reason, including refinancing and the sale of the home. Other loans have soft prepayment penalties, meaning that you will only pay an extra fee or penalty if you sell your home. Some loans may have a penalty even if you just make a partial prepayment. If your ARM does not carry prepayment penalties, you're going to want to keep your eye on rates and consider refinancing to a fixed-rate mortgage if your ARM is scheduled to adjust soon. If current rates are low, you can lock in a low rate and take advantage of the stability of a fixed-rate mortgage. This is especially important if you cannot afford a higher monthly mortgage payment. Before you make plans to refinance, it is also important to take into account the costs of refinancing, which are similar to the closing costs you pay when you purchase a home. Now, disclosures from lenders is a topic that you need to be aware of. You should receive information in writing about each ARM program you are interested in before you have paid a non-refundable fee. It is important that you read this information and ask the lender or broker about anything you don't understand. Index rates, margins, caps, and other ARM features such as negative amortization. After you have applied for a loan, you will get more information from the lender about your loan, including the APR, a payment schedule, and whether the loan has a prepayment penalty. As with most financial decisions, choosing a mortgage is a personal decision subject to individual circumstances. So we are here to help. Don't hesitate to reach out to my office with any additional questions you may have. You can find all of my contact information on my website at www.jgigliello.com. So thank you for listening to this episode of Invest in Knowledge. Of course, we always encourage you to take part in the financial planning process to help secure your financial future and, in turn, feel optimistic and proud about your accomplishments. Knowing that I've provided education and a plan for my clients has allowed me to turn a personal challenge into a gratifying journey. Have a great day, everybody, and thanks for listening. John Gigliello is a registered representative with and securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Private Advisor Group, a registered investment advisor. Private Advisor Group and Albany Financial Group are separate entities from LPL Financial. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The economic forecasts set forth in this material may not develop as predicted, and there can be no guarantee that strategies promoted will be successful. This is a hypothetical example and is not representative of any specific situation. Your results will vary. The hypothetical rates of return used do not reflect the deduction of fees and charges inherent to investing. Individual tax and legal matters should be discussed with your tax or legal professional.